for Stephen Vance.
Okay. It's about voting, by the way. So, what motivated you to go vote? Go out and vote
today? Today or initially?
Either.
Just in general? Today, is to ensure that Pennsylvania continues to have a voice in Congress and in the Senate.
What would you like to see changed in our political system?
I would truly like politicians to make decisions based on their own moral values as opposed to what the constituents need to hear to be reelected.
Do you vote every election, and if not, how regularly do you vote?
Every election since I was 18 years old.
Okay. It's my favorite one. Do you know why we vote on Tuesday?
No.
You want to know why?
Why?
Okay. So in the 1800s, they couldn't vote on the weekend because you can't vote on Sunday because it's a holy day, and then they can't vote on Monday because the polling places would be far away, so they would have to leave on Sunday to get there by Monday, but you can't leave on Sunday because it's the holy day.
Holy day.
Right. So they had to vote on Tuesday,
so
they could leave on Monday, get there on Tuesday, and get back home by market day.
Which is Wednesday?
It was like Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure. But, yeah.
It's interesting.
That's why we vote on Tuesday, which is kind of sad because it was made that long ago. It's not really helpful to vote on Tuesday. It's in the middle of the week. Where have you encountered the most campaign ads? Like radio, TV, internet, newspaper?
TV by far.
What was the most memorable campaign ad you remember?
Ever or this year?
Either.
This year it was the Republican presidential candidate's campaign manager smoking a cigarette on the ad.
Do you know who it was for? Because I've never seen that. I don't know who it was for.
Kane.
Are you always sure of who you're going to vote for before you get into the booth? Or do you decide when you see the poll?
No, I'm sure of my selections before I even go there.
What changes do you hope to see from this election?
Participation. I think that the people that participate this time will then again go out and participate in the presidential election. I think it's important that even on off-term elections, we go out and keep the momentum going, because a lot of people get confused as to when they should or when they shouldn't, or if it's important. Like, I was amazed to find out this year, because our mayor didn't view the Republican candidate as a threat. There was really no ads. Like, he didn't rerun. We didn't hear what he did, what his new perspective is, what his plan is for his next term as the mayor of Philadelphia. He didn't think it was worth it. He just knew he couldn't lose, so he didn't waste the money. And I thought that was atrocious. Like, I think I heard one ad. Seriously. No TV ads at all.
I haven't heard any from him.
Yeah, there was one saying, stay the course on, like, 107.9 or something crazy like that.
What impact do you hope your vote will have?
Once again, I think what's most important is that I vote so that we have proper representation to support our presidential candidate. I mean, I look at government at the lower level as the base for the higher level. You know, the worst turnout in the last 25 years of midterm elections that has now stall our president's ability to make changes. When the Republicans won all those seats in Congress and the House, the dream was not alive.
Right, and this is the last one. Did you learn about voting in school, and how did that affect your willingness to vote today?
No, actually, I've been going to the polling place since I was a kid with my parents. So I couldn't wait to go inside and pull a lever on my own. You know, then I found out about the importance later when I was in school, but it was just more just the exposure, just wanting to do it because, you know, my parents wanted.